If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, with stimulating talk, news you can use, and wonderful ways to get ahead, have fun, and make more money. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Rudy Rivak, CEO of Symmetry Corp, an incredible company, fabulous healthy products, and even a business opportunity you do not want to miss hearing about. This is the Hour to Empower. This is Successful September, the month we are totally committed to your success in all areas of your life. And in that spirit, I am offering you a discount on any coaching you contract for this month. Just message me on the Blog Talk Radio homepage where it says message. Leave your phone number and best time to call you. Tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best on Joyce Barry and Friends. You do not want to miss any of our special shows. Each show is in our archives. You need only log in to blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on the left side of the homepage. You can play and download any of our shows. You'll want to share these inspiring messages with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of our shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational, and oftentimes they are a lot of fun. Tomorrow we have Oscar Smith, limo driver to the stars. You want to hear some of his stories and his message as well. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Simply click follow on the upper left side right below my picture. And please note that right below the word follow is where it says message. And you can click on that and you can message me about the show, about our guests, about anything you want to communicate with me, including your acceptance of my offer for discounted coaching services this month. I promise you that I do read all the messages. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is now open. Log into the chat room and have fun and chat away. I promise you that I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see if there is anything you want to ask me or our guest or share with either of us. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our very special guest today, Mr. Rudy Rivak. He is one of the best motivational speakers I have ever heard, and it is my pleasure to share his message with you. As always, we will kick off our show with Dr. Stan's Daily Attitude Adjuster by Dr. Stan, the man himself, best known as Dr. Breakthrough.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And folks, he is a regular guest on our show. He always has a powerful message. Last on was September 6th. You can go to our archives, and his topic was Shortcuts to Success. Dr. Stan Harris, best known as Dr. Breakthrough. So here I am in the Coach's Corner in New York City, and today I want to talk to you about the distinction of the boss or the leader. This was published by Quentin Des Foundation, written by one of my best friends, Anonymous. The boss drives his men. The leader coaches them. The boss depends on authority. The leader, goodwill. The boss says, I. The leader says, we. The boss says, be there on time. The leader gets there ahead of time. The boss fixes the blame for the breakdown on you. The leader fixes the breakdown. The boss knows how it is done. The leader shows how. The boss says go. The leader says let's go. The boss uses people. The leader develops them. The boss sees today. The leader looks at tomorrow. The boss commands. The leader asks. The boss never has enough time. The leader makes time. The boss is concerned with things. The leader is concerned with people. The boss lets his people know where he stands. The leader lets his people know where to stand. The boss works hard to produce. The leader works hard to help his people produce. The boss takes the credit and the leader gives the credit. So, folks, as you can see, there are good leaders and bad leaders. You might know some in either category. There are good bosses and bad bosses as well. So don't get caught up in the terms boss or leader, because you will hear positive descriptions of bosses and leaders as well as negative descriptions of both. Strive to be a great leader. Strive to be a great boss. But even more importantly, strive to be your own boss. Strive to be an entrepreneur, and that is what our topic is today, by Rudy Rivack, truly one of the best leaders, one of the best of all time. His message is always valuable and empowering. He is the CEO of Symmetry Corp, a company with outstanding healthy products and a wonderful business opportunity as well. Symmetry is worldwide. They have offices in 17 countries. They are in 30 different companies. They've been around over 16 years, and coupled with great leadership all the way around, with the helm, of course, Rudy Rivack, CEO. You've heard many of the other leaders on our show as well. Dr. Mark Crapo, still to this day, one of the most fascinating people of the year, Senior Vice President Brandon Langer, who incidentally will have the whole show with us this Wednesday, September 21. I'm doing the show with Brandon, where we can get into the products much more and the opportunity as well. So, Mr. Rivack, I know your topic is entrepreneurship. Do you want to say anything about a distinction between a boss and a leader?
Well, sure, Joyce. First of all, let me say your show is great, and I love what you do. Fits right into our symmetry philosophy also of changing people's lives, and that's what you're doing there. And as you've heard me say many times, you know, for things to change, we have to change, and for things to get better, you have to get better. And that's what your show does, helps people to get better. I love these clips that you have from Dr. Breakthrough. I remember a couple of years ago, I was fortunate enough to have dinner with he and his wife here in California. Very, very nice man, very good good people. So you really do a lot to help change people's lives. That's very exciting. But
and thank you so much for that.
Yes, I love your show and what it does for people. That's exciting. That's why we like being on here. That's why we have many of our people on here, Dr. Mark and Brandon. So, I think there was a big distinction between a boss and a leader. That's not my topic. I heard you that little clip that you did from Anonymous. That was very, very good. But you know what? The difference is how you feel about people. You know, it kind of might be a little simplistic, but the golden rule always works. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And even if you're a boss, whether you're the top of the chain or you're the middle manager or whatever, if you've got people to lead and you keep that in mind, how would you like to be treated? If you treat other people the way you'd like to be treated, that solves most of the problems.
Absolutely, and I did end on the note of even better than the boss or the leader is to be your own boss. So what better example to talk about entrepreneurship than you, because I do believe you came from humble beginnings, and then you knew what your mission was, your vision was, and here you are today at the top of an incredible company.
Yeah, Joyce, maybe that's the best way for me to start today, to give people a little background of who I am and why I love entrepreneurship, why I love this country, why I love freedom and free enterprise so much, is because I actually wasn't born in America. I was born in Germany. My mom and dad are Hungarian and Romanian refugees who escaped after the war to get away from the communists, and then they were in a refugee camp in southern Germany, and that's where I was born, as a refugee. When I was 5 years old, we moved to the United States, got off the boat there in New York City, lived in Flushing, then Queens Village, then we went up north, northern New York for a while. But most of my young life, I was raised in New Jersey on a chicken farm in central Jersey.
Wow.
And, I was. And I watched my parents work very, very hard for many years. They didn't do as well financially, but we had a great lifestyle because we were on a farm and so on. And development, great information. My parents passed on to me a work ethic, passed on to me loyalty, honesty, integrity, sincerity. I mean, they just were great people. And so I was very, very fortunate, even though they weren't super financially successful. But they laid the foundation for me to understand what this country was all about. And I'll start with that, if I may, because, you know, many people think that when they hear about the American dream, they relate it to money. They relate it to houses or cars or travel or vacation or lifestyle. They relate it to things. Folks, the American dream is not things. It's not money. It's not material. The American dream for the entire world is freedom. That's what America gives people. That's why people come here from all over the world. That's why my mom and dad came here. They escaped communism to be free. That's why people get on boats, whether it's in Vietnam or Cuba, and risk their lives just to come here to be free. And then they come here and they work hard and they succeed. See, the materialism, the cash, the cars, the beautiful homes, all the things that America offers people that they call the American dream, those are only the result then of having this freedom. And that's what we really sell, and that's what I believe in, and that's why I also believe so strongly in something called free enterprise, the foundation of entrepreneurship. You know, in today's world, people are talking a lot about how bad things are, obviously. You can't turn on a television or listen to news or anywhere and not hear something negative about the, you know, jobs are down and the employment is down and the stock market is down and housing is down and prices are up and unemployment is up and the costs are up. And everything is negative out there. But you know what? The real key is you have to look at that. First of all, you shouldn't be listening to all of that constantly. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the problem is there's not much we can do about that. We can't change that. We can't change what the politicians are doing. We can't change what the government is doing. And we can't change what they're going to do on a daily basis. You say, well, sure, we can vote. All right, fine. I'll have one vote. But that's not going to change my life tomorrow. That's not going to change my family's life tomorrow. I have control of my future. And if you believe in entrepreneurship, that's what it really gives you. It gives you control over your future because you can change you. No matter what the politicians are doing, no matter what stumbling blocks they put in the way, you can still change you if you believe in entrepreneurship. And the basic foundation to entrepreneurship, I believe, is this. You know, most people, unfortunately, in our society are taught to go to school, get a good education, which is great. Then go on to school, get a better education. Fantastic. But then take that wonderful education that you've just gotten and go out and trade it for dollars. Give your life away to somebody else for a few dollars. Trade your hours for dollars. In other words, go to school, get a good education, and go out and get a J-O-B, a job just over broke. And that's why people stay there just over broke, because they're spending their lives working a job. They trade their hours for dollars. See, there's two ways to try to reach financial independence. One is, well, you can work, you can trade your hours for dollars. In other words, if you make $8 an hour and you work 10 hours, you make $80. If you work 10 hours and you make $10 an hour, you made $100. If you work 10 hours, if you make $10 an hour and you don't work, you don't get paid. You retire, you don't get paid. That's a terrible way to try to reach financial independence because your income is constantly limited because you only have so many hours in a day. Some of them you have to rest, some of them you sleep. So there's only so many hours you can work in a day. No matter how much money you make an hour, your income is always limited. See, the way to build financial independence, the way to have a better future is through entrepreneurship, through a business of your own that duplicates, having a business where you can duplicate your efforts into other people. One of the first billionaires on earth, John Paul Getty, said it best. He said, I'd rather earn 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own effort. Why? Because if I have 100 people working for me and tomorrow I don't work, I still have income. If I have 100 people working for me and tomorrow I retire, I still have income. If I have 100 people working for me and tomorrow I go on vacation, I still have income. But if I'm only working for myself, 100% of myself, and tomorrow I don't work, I don't get paid. It's that simple. And so now I know some people listening to this right now who are working a job are saying, well, Rudy, that all sounds great. But you know, I need the money. I got to work my job. That's right. Symmetry, at Symmetry, one of our slogans is, one of the things that we believe in is work your job to pay your bills. We understand that. You go to school, get that education, you go get that job. Yes, you got to pay your bills somehow. So you get the job to pay your bills, but at the same time, build a business, use entrepreneurship, build a business to build your dreams, to build your future, to get your real rewards in life. And you can do that on a very part-time basis. There are thousands and thousands of good businesses out there, good opportunities available. Of course, I happen to believe that Symmetry is the best, and people can get started for very little, because that's one of the other things that people say is they'll say, well, but Rudy, I can't get into my own business. It's too difficult. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. No. It doesn't. You can get in a Symmetry business for less than $100. You can invest the amount of time that you want to invest as long as it's consistent. So by being in business for yourself, having something that duplicates, it allows you time freedom, it gives you financial freedom, and it gives you whatever you want in the future. You can dream as big as you want to dream. But anyway, the purpose of our call today, the purpose of this show today for me was to have some entrepreneurial tips, because I'm sure many of the people on this call already are entrepreneurs. They already have a business of their own, whether it's a part-time business or a full-time business. So let me give you what I think are some tips for an entrepreneur to become successful. It doesn't matter what business you're in. It doesn't matter what you happen to be selling. It doesn't matter whether it's full-time or part-time. It doesn't matter whether you're doing it as a family, as a couple, as an individual. These basic tips, I believe, work because they've worked for me for the last 40 years of helping me to build my businesses. And they are, tip number one to being an entrepreneur and being successful as an entrepreneur is in your desire. Desire. That's right. It's not can you do something. I don't know what business it is that you're in. I don't know what the steps are that you have to do to become successful, but I know this, the steps don't matter as long as you've got the want to. If your want to is big enough, you can always figure out how to. If you really want to do something, if you've already set your goals, if you've decided what it is that you want in your future, then I'm telling you, you can have anything you want. Step number one is you've got to have those dreams. You've got to have that vision. Remember, it says, a man without vision will perish. It's that important to have a dream. It's that important to have vision. It's that important to look into the future and know where you're going. It's so important that it's right in the Bible that says if you don't have that vision, you will perish. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you'll disappear. You won't be here. No, but it's over for you. I have some friends that are my age. They're already done. They're already quit. That life is already over for them. They're already saying, oh, well, it's too late to start now. I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 60s. It's too late to start now. Gosh, that's not the case, folks. They've lost all their vision. They've lost the vision for the promise of the future. Therefore, there is no future. You know, Colonel Sanders was a good example of that. Colonel Sanders didn't start Kentucky Fried Chicken until after he was 65 years old. Someone else 65 says, well, it's too late now. I should have started earlier. No, Colonel Sanders said, look, it took me 65 years to learn what not to do. Now I know what to do. Let me go. And he became a huge success, obviously, because he was still dreaming. And you know what, folks? Dream big dreams. Don't be afraid to dream. You got all these people out there telling you, oh, don't dream too big. Don't think too big. Don't dream. No, folks, dream big dreams. It's better to shoot for the sun and miss and land on a moon than to shoot for the moon and miss and come back to Earth. Dream big dreams. And you can have them. Number one is in your desire. You can do anything you want. You know, I often say to our business partners, as I travel around the country to prove this, you know, I'll say to people, well, how many of you brought 10 new guests to our meeting tonight, to our business presentation where we're showing our opportunity? How many of you brought 10 new guests with you tonight to hear this message? And, oh, yeah, you know, then the comments will come, well, you know, Rudy, this is different here where we live. It's different in this town. It's different in this state. It's different in this city than where you live. People here, they've all heard of things like this. And besides that, you know, the traffic is tough. And besides that, the weather's been, you know, pretty bad. And besides that, you know, the highways out there, golly, they're like parking lots. And besides that, you know, people have to come home from work and then they got to get something to eat and feed the kids. And then you want them to go out to some kind of a meeting or some kind of a show or some kind of a demonstration. They can't do that. So I say, okay, I understand. It's tough. It really is tough for you. Okay, let's change the message. I'll be back tomorrow night. We'll have the same meeting in the exact same place. Any one of you who brings 10 guests with you tomorrow night, I will give you $1,000 for every guest you have. That means if you have 10 guests, I'll give you $10,000 cash right on the spot. You bring 20 guests, you get $20,000. 15 guests, $15,000. 9 guests, nothing. 9.5, nothing. 9.75, nothing. 10 guests, you get 10 grand. How many of you will have 10 people here tomorrow night? And everybody's hand shoots up. Why? Because it's not about the weather. It's not about the people. It's not about them. It's not about what you know. Because all of a sudden, those same people wouldn't say, well, Rudy, would you teach me how to bring them? No. They don't need any training. They don't need any help. All they need is a reason to do it. And if your reasons are big enough, you can always find out how to. So number one is your desire if you want to be a success at anything, especially entrepreneurship. Here's number two. The second thing that it takes, I believe, to become a good entrepreneur and be successful in your business, and that is your attitude. Now, you hear this all the time. I mean, especially if you listen to any of my CDs or you listen to me on these shows like this or anywhere that you'll hear me, if you hear me in person, you'll always hear this come up. Because no matter what topic you're talking about, the first subject is your attitude. Because it's never what you say, it's how you feel about what you say. It's never what you do, it's how you feel about what you do. People don't, they don't buy your products, they don't buy your services, people buy you. See, they buy your feelings, they buy your emotions, they want to follow you. That's the key to success. So keeping that attitude up is very important. And in today's world, with all that negativity out there, as we were talking about, gosh, people telling you how bad things are. Times are bad. Things are bad. Business is bad. Jobs are bad. The economy, everything is bad. Man, it's hard to keep that attitude up when everybody around you is negative. But that's exactly what you got to do. So you got to get away from those people who are the negative ones. You got to get away from listening to that news media and the newspapers and all of the people who keep telling you what's wrong. And get around the people who are telling you what's right. Because, you know, even today, under this economy, the way things are, there are people out there making fortunes right now. You know, folks, most big corporations in America today were built during the Depression when people were jumping out of windows because of the bad financial situation, yet other people were making fortunes. Wow. Because they kept their attitude straight, because they kept looking into the future. They didn't listen to anybody else. Get away. You know, you're going to be a product of the people that you hang around. Yes, you become what you think about. And if the people you hang around are all thinking negatively, guess what? You can't think negative and come up with a positive lifestyle. That ain't going to happen. That's not possible. You've got to get on a positive side of life. Hang around with positive people. Associate yourself with people who are positive. You know, someone once said, you know, I can tell your income. It's simple. Just show me your five closest friends. I'll take their income and I'll average it, and that's what you're earning. Why? Because that's what you are. You hang around people like you. So if you want to do better, start hanging around positive people. Hang around people who are doing what you'd like to do, not what you are doing. Hang around people who are better than you. There's the secret to success. Get involved. Stay involved. Stay involved with your business. Stay involved with your company. Stay involved with your opportunity. Get to every meeting you can. Get to every presentation you can. Get to every show you can. Listen to shows like this. What a great way to keep your motivation up, to listen to positive people. That's what Joyce is doing, is helping people to change their lives by sharing these messages with people. Stay on calls like this, and things will change for you. For things to change, we have to change them. For things to get better, we have to get better. And that starts with a good, positive attitude. Get excited about life. Get excited about your business. Get excited about your future again. Get excited about whatever you're doing to build your family's future. And don't worry about the negatives, the things that you can't change. Here's the next thing that I think it takes for an entrepreneur to become successful. And we could expand on all of these. Each one of these topics you could take a whole hour on just about. But let me give you another one. Here's another one that it takes to become successful. It's some people think it's a four-letter word, W-O-R-K. And that's true. It is a four-letter word. But four-letter word, because some people think it's a four-letter word because they're looking for how much work they can get out of instead of how much work they can get into. Now, see, folks, as I told you before, I was fortunate. I was raised on a farm. On the farm, you learn how to work hard. You know, you learn that work is good. Work is honorable. Work is something you look forward to getting into, not something you look forward to getting out of. See, in today's world, we've got all these people out there talking about, oh, I want a 35-hour work week, but I want to make more money. I want more time off, but I want to make more money. And then they wonder what's wrong with the economy. Can't work that way. You got to be willing to go to W-O-R-K. There once was an old wise man, and he knew that his years were numbered. So he got the great scholars of his land together, and he said, gentlemen, go out and compile for me the secrets of the ages, something I can pass around, pass down through the ages, so my followers, my people can become successful in the future. Give me the secrets of the ages. And these great scholars went out, and 1 year later they came back, and they had five volumes. And they said, sire, in these five volumes we have the secrets of the ages. Anyone who adheres to these will have eternal success. He said, gentlemen, the average person won't read those five books. Go out and condense them. So they went out, and 1 year later they came back. They had one book. They said, sire, in this one book we have the secrets of the ages. Anyone who adheres to these principles will have eternal success. He said, gentlemen, the average person isn't going to read that book. Condense it. They went out again. They came back 1 year later, and they said, sire, on this sheet of paper, and now they only had one sheet of paper, and on the one sheet of paper they had written one sentence, and they said, sire, anyone who adheres to this principle will have eternal, everlasting success. And the wise man took the sheet of paper, turned it over, and it was only one sentence, so he read it out loud, and it simply said, there ain't no free lunch. And folks, that's the truth. There ain't no free lunch. Anything that someone gets, someone else has to pay for through effort, through work, through energy. You've got to be willing to go to work. And let me add something to this thing about work. And that is, especially if you happen to be in business, and especially if you happen to be a part-timer, so your time is limited, the secret to success in many businesses, folks, is through your, listen to this word closely and write it down, activity. Activity equals success. Now, here's what I mean. Okay, everything that you do in life has a law of averages. If I do something often enough, I toss a coin up in the air 10 times, it comes up heads 4, tails 6, I have ratios, 6 out of 10, 4 out of 10. Now, ratios are always changing, but there'll always be a ratio. I can't do something over and over and over again and not get different results. That's what happens. When they build these cars, they build them on assembly lines that are exactly the same. Every car is exactly the same. Have you ever heard of a lemon? Why? It came off the same assembly line. It was built exactly the same way, the same materials. It's not identical because of the law of averages. See, so everything works on a law of averages. If I go out and I talk to 10 people and I only get one person to buy, okay, someone else goes out and talks to 10 person, and Judy, she talks to 10, she gets 3 people to buy, hey, that's good. And maybe Bill, he goes out and he talks to 10 people and he gets 5 people to buy, wow, that's great. But now listen closely. Because tomorrow Bill goes out, he talks to 10, he's got 5. See, Mary goes out and she talks to 10, she's got 3. Rudy, I go out and I talk to 100, I got 10, I win. You say, well, wait a minute, Rudy, you had to talk a lot more. You talked to a lot more people. I know, but I won. I got what I wanted. I beat them. I did more. See, yes, I had to work a little harder. And you know what? If I go out and I continue to talk to those 10, pretty soon I might get better. I might get 2 out of 10 pretty soon. I might get 3 out of 10. I may never get as good as Bill and get 5 out of 10, but I'll get better if I just keep doing the activity consistently. When people who fail, what they do is they'll work real hard for a little while, and then all of a sudden life gets them distracted. Oh, the kids are going to school, or my husband's out of work, or I don't know, we're going on vacation, or whatever happens. And they get distracted, and they don't continue building their business. Folks, that's the secret to success right there, I think. It's an activity, being willing to go to work, using the law of averages, and getting into great activity. Remember, it also says, knock, and it shall be opened. Now, what that means to me is you got to be willing to do the work. You do the knocking and the doors will open for you. But if you're just sitting around hoping that things are going to get better, hoping that things are going to change, I hope next year the boss gives me a raise, oh, I hope next year the government does something about the price of bananas, oh, I hope next year they do something about these lousy taxes. Yeah, they probably will. They'll go up. I hope next year they'll do something about my pay. Oh, I hope if you sit around and hope, I'll tell you exactly how it's going to be. I have a crystal ball. I can tell you exactly how it's going to be in the future. Here's how it's going to be. It's going to be about like it's always been. It's going to be hot every summer. It's going to be cold every winter. The sun's going to come up. The sun's going to go down. The tide will come in and the tide will go out. It's going to be about like it's always been. For things to change, we have to change. And for things to get better, we have to get better. And part of that is getting to work. Here's the next thing that I think it takes. I got to run along here. Joyce, do I still have a few minutes?
You always have a few minutes.
Okay.
Of course, go ahead.
Couple more things. Now, next thing I think it takes to become successful in an entrepreneur, and that is to believe. That's right, believe. Believe in yourself. You know, it says all things are possible to those who believe. Now, notice it doesn't say all things are possible to those who are tall or those who are short or those who are black or those who are white or those who are male or those female or those who are young or those who are old. It doesn't say any of that. It says all things are possible to those who believe. You say, well, Rudy, all I got to do is believe I can and I can. That's right. Just believe in yourself. And the reason this is so important, folks, is because most people don't believe in themselves. Because most of our lives we are put down on. Society teaches us not to believe in ourselves. That's normal society. Think about it. When you're young, and if you're doing really good when you're young, do something really good, how often do you get a pat on the back? Very seldom. But if you do something wrong, you know about it, you bet. You find out about it right away. That hurts. Ouch. Oh, then you get a job, and now you go to work and you do a good job. Oh, no, better still, in between, you go to school. So now you get to school, and you have a test, and on this test there's 10 questions, all right? And of the 10 questions, you got 2 wrong. So what happens? The teacher takes this big red pen, and she takes 2 marks, 2 big red checks, and she puts them next to the answers you got wrong. And then she says to you, look, stupid, you look what you did wrong. And you say, well, wait a minute, Rudy, the teacher doesn't say, look, stupid, look what you did wrong. No, she doesn't say it verbally, but she says it with her pencil, with that red mark. That's how it's said. You say, well, how should it be different? In my opinion, the teacher should take that big red pen, and you got 8 right, you got 2 wrong, good. Take that big red pen and put 8 red marks and say, look, you're almost perfect. Yes, you've almost maxed out. Well, you are almost perfect. But that's not the way the system is designed. They point out what you can't do, not what you can do. And so all of your life, then you go to work and you get a job and you do really good on the job. How often does the boss pat you on the back? Very seldom. But do something wrong, boom, you're out of here. So We are taught all of our lives how not to believe in ourselves. And so what I'm telling you is believe in yourself. Remember, folks, there is no such thing as a unique person. There are only average people who do unique things. There's no such thing as outstanding people. There are only average people who do outstanding things. Everyone has their assets. Everyone has their liabilities. So start believing in yourself. There's the secret to success. I'll tell you a fast story. My wife Pam's mom was blind at 2 years old, happened to be born in the Philippines. She was blind at 2 years old, so all of her life she was blind. She raised six daughters. She worked her entire life. She went to college. She became the first blind school teacher in California, Napa, California, of sighted children. She joined the service for years. She had six daughters that she raised, did everything. Why? Because she believed in herself. She didn't let other people put down on her. She didn't look at herself as being disadvantaged or disabled. She just thought, hey, I can't see. Other people can. So she improved her other sights because she believed in herself. Remember, all things are possible to those who believe. And last but not least, and I'll leave you with this one. I don't think I'm out of time already, but I'll leave you with this one. And this, whenever I talk, you'll always hear this come up also, because I think this is the key to success. This is what helped me to become successful over these 40-some years that I've been in business now, and it is the ability to persist, the ability to keep on keeping on, to not stop trying, to not give up. Because I learned early on when I joined business, when I first got in business, I learned this, that discouragement, disadvantage, and disappointment are not reserved for the poor. The rich have them also. The difference is what they do about them. That's right. Discouragement, disadvantage, and disappointment are given to everybody. Some people handle them and turn them into success, and some people sit down and worry and feel sorry for themselves. Donald Trump does not have less problems on a daily basis than a poor person. He has more. It's how he handles them. It's what he does about them. He has more problems in one day than most people have in a whole year, but it's how he handles them. See, that's the secret to success, in being able to continue and to persist and not give up. Because, you see, problems are sent as benefits. You know, why is it that God makes that baby fall before it learns how to walk? You know, this little one-year-old gets up, pulls itself up on the couch and tries to walk, and God comes over and pushes him over. And you say, well, wait a minute, God doesn't push him over. Yes, he does, because God designed the system. If he didn't want that baby to fall, he wouldn't, because there's other animals that come out. They come popping out, and boom, they're walking right away on little scrawny legs, or those fish that come popping out, and they're swimming right away. Why? Because that's the way God designed the system. But see, for humans, we have to pay the price for everything we get. So that baby tries to pull itself up, it tries to walk, it falls. Why? Because every time then it pulls itself back up, it strengthens its legs. And if you're never willing to pull yourself back up, if you're never willing to persist, if you're never willing to have a little discouragement and disappointment, then you'll never get the rewards and the successes of life. And that's how simple it is. So there's some tips for you on how to be a better entrepreneur. I hope they help you like they've helped me over the last 40 years. And again, help other people change their lives. Help a lot of other people succeed, and automatically you'll succeed. Thanks for the opportunity to be on your show.
That was awesome. I have to comment on two things, especially. One is when you gave that example of being in a room with all the moaning and groaning why people can't bring guests, and then you said, I'll give you $1,000 for each one over 10. Isn't that amazing how considerations went out the window in an instant? I think
That's
that
right.
was brilliant to do that in a meeting. So
I just came back from Trinidad. I did a meeting yesterday Saturday actually in Trinidad. I flew back yesterday, and down in Trinidad, same thing, room full of people. I asked them the same question. Man, every hand went up.
I love it. I've never heard that in a meeting, but that is absolutely brilliant, that all the moaners and groaners, they're busy calculating how many over 10. I don't mean 9, I don't mean 9, and I love it. So that was very good. The other thing you said that really hit a nerve, because it is so right on true, whether it's in school or on a job, where they will find that one thing you do wrong, and that's what is glaring. It's like I was a stockbroker for 16 years. I literally was one of the first in the world to be a stockbroker, and I know for a fact if your business was good, everything was good, boss would come by your desk and smile. If it wasn't, he would comment that you have a messy desk. If business was good, he didn't notice the same messy desk. But
right.
I wanted to share one quick story of how I particularly relate to how people can somehow manage to focus on the negative. This was something that happened to me in kindergarten, and I remember it like it was yesterday, where I was standing in the room. I remember it so vividly because it was a life-defining moment. And the teacher asked, what did you want to do that day? They had a big dollhouse where you actually could walk into it and play inside. It was huge, not one you play outside of yourself. You go in, another area of the room was finger painting, another one was crayons, and they asked what we wanted, and I chose the dollhouse. And as soon as she said, okay, everybody go to your station where you want to be today, I went in, and as soon as it was time to start with whatever the people had chosen, I left the dollhouse with a carriage, with a baby inside it, and I was in front of the room. And honestly, I remember it so vividly. And she said, Joyce, where are you going? I said, I'm going shopping, which I thought was very clever because that's what my mom did in the morning. She went out and she went shopping. So I said, I'm going shopping. And she said, and I never, ever forgot this, she said you wanted to be in the dollhouse and you left it. Therefore, I'm taking you out of it and I'm putting you on finger painting. Why was it a life-defining moment? Because in kindergarten, I knew that I didn't do anything wrong. I was so clear about it that I didn't do anything wrong that in that moment, I knew that my life would be about teaching people and being positive. Rudy, what do you think of that?
I think that's great. That's how we grow, life examples, right? Things that happen to us that are positive and negative, and if we turn them into positives in the long run, even some of the most negative things that happen to us define our lives.
But see, that was a lot of what your message was. It's not about what happens. It's your attitude towards it. So, like, in that moment, I made a decision that I wasn't doing anything wrong, and I knew that I would teach, and everything I do, I bring that into it, and I always see the good. I see the white part of people, and there are people that only see the dark side of people. It is amazing, the negativity. It's no wonder that people fail so much. Their mothers are telling them all day long what they're doing wrong. The teachers are pointing out, like you said, the thing that's wrong. I love the example of the 8 marks of what people do right. It is such a valuable lesson, what you're saying. You know, if people would only, like, learn from it and really appreciate what's being offered. So I thought those were major points that I really, really resonated with. And, of course, the whole thing was great, and I can't wait to have you back. So anything you want to say to wrap that up, and then we'll move forward to tell them a little bit more about your company, what it represents, what you offer.
Well, no, Joyce, I'd like to repeat what I started with, and that is that how important shows like yours are and people staying involved and coming on shows like this and making sure they're staying involved with positive messages. It's such a, you got to feed your mind just like you feed your body. You know, we feed our bodies 3 times a day. We got to feed our minds through books and through CDs and through shows like this and being around positive people.
Absolutely, and I so appreciate you taking time from running all over the world. I would call you one of the best jet setters I know to take your time to be with us today. So first, I just want people to listen up to get a sense of one of the things this company offers.
I wish I could lose weight.
I wish I could turn off my hunger switch.
I wish I could get rid of my love handles.
You know what I wish for? An energy boost.
If you'd like to lose weight, lose inches, curb your appetite, and boost your energy, then it's time to stop wishing. It's time to put Diet Magic into your life. That's right, Diet Magic. Diet Magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways, like controlling cravings, melting unwanted inches, and improving your mood and energy. Diet Magic is safe and works fast, with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try a Diet Magic trial pack today by logging on to Diet Magic. DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. Diet Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your Diet Magic trial pack right now online at DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com.
Diet Magic, wow!
And folks, those of you who heard about our show today through another member of the Symmetry family, please go back to them and they will let you know what their website is and what their organization is all about. You want to go back to the person who let you know about the show. If you're one of our fans, one of our followers, one of our listeners, the website is dietmagicwow.com. So we'll take a few minutes and just give you a little bit about some of the products, because we're doing a whole show on Wednesday on the fabulous products and the opportunity with my friend Brandon Langer, Senior Vice President of Symmetry. So for those of you who want to lose weight, it's that little pill with big results, Diet Magic, and the company only very recently came out with Simply Magic. Either way, it's magical. Rudy, what would you like to share about those two products?
Well, actually, we have this new Simply Magic product, Joyce, that is even better, getting even better results. Diet Magic's phenomenal, and some people still love it, but the Simply Magic product does a great job with mood enhancement, appetite suppressant, and giving an energy boost to people. And that's one of the great things about this product. And it's not, by the way, just for people who want to lose weight or diet, even though the Diet Magic name says that. It's also for people who want energy. You know, there's people out there paying all this money for these things like, what's that stuff called that they're drinking, that gray can? Red Bull or Monster or these other five-hour energy. And they pay for that $2, $3, $4 for those, or they'll buy two or three of them a day, when one Diet Magic tablet will do the same thing and give them all-day energy. So it's a phenomenal product. People need to try it.
It wouldn't occur to me to let people know that want the energy boost and the mood enhances. I thought it was really designed to lose weight. So you're saying that people that don't even need to lose weight, that people that have their weight under control, it is still something that would be beneficial to them as well?
You bet. You bet, for the mood enhancement and for the energy boost. You know, a lot of people are energy deficient today because of our lifestyles, because of the foods they eat and so on. And so an energy boost is great for them. And so even if they're not interested in dieting, you bet they should still take the Diet Magic product or the Simply Magic product.
See, I just learned something myself, folks. I tell you, I love when I learn from my guests. So please listen up, because there is so much more. And again, we're just giving you a taste of what this company is all about. I promise you, we're going to do a whole show in depth on Wednesday with Brandon Langer. The other product is Genesis. Now, what I have to say about Genesis, I cannot believe that anything that tastes that good, that fabulous, that makes you feel good just in tasting it, could have that much in beneficial health results. What would you like to share about Genesis? I believe that was your flagship product.
Yes, Genesis is our number one product all over the world, by the way. Everywhere we go, it's our number one product, because it gets such tremendous results. You know, it's based on several, it looks like a juice, it tastes like a juice, but people have to understand it is not a juice, because in today's world, there are all these different juices on the market that are just simply secondary antioxidants, whether it's a Hassia juice or pomegranate juice or I don't know what else is out there, mango juice or these other juices. Those are nothing but a juice. They take a fruit and they squeeze it into a bottle. Our product, the juice, is only the carrier. The Genesis is really a nutritional supplement based on resveratrol, which is the nutrient found in red wine, but without the alcohol. Each Genesis, 1 ounce Genesis, contains up to 10 bottles of resveratrol, of 10 bottles of red wine without the alcohol. Number two, it has ellagic acid, which is why pomegranates are so effective. Over 30,000 studies on the internet about pomegranates and their benefits for especially heart health. In Genesis, in every 1 ounce serving, there's an entire pomegranate of ellagic acid, and then also the primary antioxidants that stay in your body 24 hours a day of glutathione and SOD, and the 15 biblical herbs that make up the foundation of Genesis. So it's really a nutritional supplement, and people get some tremendous results. I wish I could tell you, but it'd be illegal for me to tell you about all the great health benefits that people are getting from this Genesis product. The best way to talk about it and for people to understand is this, that it is guaranteed 100%. They use the product, they don't get the benefits, they get their money back. That's how confident we are that it works.
Well, you know, what's amazing to me is there isn't anything I can think of that tastes as good as Genesis. I mean, literally, I'm not at all undermining all the health benefits, which is why we buy it, which is why we use it. But it actually tastes that good that just in drinking it, it makes me feel good. It's an amazing, amazing elixir, shall I say, with all these health benefits that are really powerful and potent for your good health. And then the other thing, and we're doing this, you know, we're just kind of like mentioning them, just kind of like a teaser for Wednesday's show, but Botanic Gold, oh my God, I'm known as the queen of Botanic Gold because I use it for everything. I think of all the products we grew up with, the one that washes the floor, the one that washes the oven, the one that you wash your hands with, the one that you use in the shower, all those different products, maybe 20 of them, that are replaced by this one healthy, non-toxic, non-chemical product, Botanic Gold. It does the work of all of them, except that it's you won't find on the bottle, if accidentally ingested, like something a child could do or a pet could do, contact your poison control center immediately. It is so healthy, and it is so good at every job it does. I love that product.
Yeah, people are always amazed when I tell them, you know, it's made out of pure fruits and vegetables. There's no chemicals in it. It's all fruits and vegetables. And I tell them, look, I clean my Harley with this after a road trip, and my grandchildren are bathed in it every single night, the same product.
Yeah,
they can't believe that.
The same product that I put in my laundry machine and that I wash my hands. I just can't believe that it does so many things that instead of having 20 different bottles here, all toxic with chemicals that we grew up with because our parents didn't know any better at the time, to take the place of all those bottles and have one that is so healthy that you can use. I use it in the dishwasher. I cannot be without that product. So those are my favorites.
And any people with children should really be concerned about that. I mean, I don't remember what the statistics are. I don't have them in front of me. But there's an enormous amount of children who die every year, go to the hospital every year, are treated seriously every year because of ingesting chemical cleaning products that are around the house, just things that people don't realize how bad they are.
I can't imagine what it does to kids because as an adult, before I knew about Botanic Gold, when I would take out one of those products to use it, I would just do like, I would have to move 4 steps back because the smell was so potent and so toxic. You'd have to wear a mask to use it, and not the least of which of how bad it was for you. So those are just a sampling. A company just came out with a whole new skincare line, which is amazing. And folks, I often say this on the show, I will never, ever endorse something I don't use personally, that I don't love personally, that I don't believe in personally. Everything I say on the show about what I do, it's coming from total integrity. The other thing I want to get to as well, and again, we'll just touch on it because Brandon will go into it much more in depth, is that in addition to having all these products that you can use for yourself or your family, inherent with all of that is a great business opportunity where you can actually make money part-time or full-time, be your own boss, get to use some of the tips that Rudy was telling us about today to be an entrepreneur. And the company not only gives you this business opportunity, but they give you landmarks that each step of the way you'll be acknowledged and rewarded for your efforts. I don't know of any other company that does that. Every couple of $1,000 that you generate in product that people are coming into your business, there is a reward for you. Rudy, what would you like to say about that?
Well, I think it fits right into what we were talking about today. That is the business opportunity, being an entrepreneur, having a way to change your life, even if you have to work your job to pay your bills. Symmetry offers an opportunity that you can start part-time But you can start modestly, but boy, you can earn handsomely. We have distributors who are earning a little bit of extra money, a few hundred extra dollars a month to pay the lousy bills, some a few thousand a month to have a better lifestyle, drive nicer cars, travel a little bit, and some of them building brand new careers where they've been able to leave their jobs, have new careers, and we even have people already in Symmetry who over the years have retired through their Symmetry opportunity and get a big check every month from the business that they've built over the years. So it really does offer people whatever they want. And on top of that, as you say, we have those great lifestyle rewards because life is what God gave us, but style is what we do with it. And we love in Symmetry putting style in people's lives.
This company has all the magical ingredients to have you be a success. It has the right products at the right time with the right leadership, with the right business opportunity. Now, here's what I'm thinking about you folks. As a longtime life coach, I've been that for decades. The main problem is the P word, procrastination. People hear what you're hearing, and then they go, you know, it is a good idea. Someday I'll get to that website. Someday I'll try the products. Someday I could use that as a business opportunity. I'll get to it someday. So, folks, for your benefit, I created this original poem. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, Rudy, is one of the best motivators I know. What would you tell people that are going to get to this business and these products someday?
Hey, that was a great poem, Joyce. You need to send me that. I like that.
My pleasure. I will.
And you are right. That's the problem with most people. I'm going to get around to it. Someday I'll get around to it. And they never do, and pretty soon they're 65, 75, and life has passed them by when they should be ready to start today. Do it now. There's the secret.
And if not now, when?
Right.
And I can
exactly.
send that to you in a text form and also an MP3.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
So that is my newest poem because I realized that people, they listen to you, they believe in what you're saying, they're listening to the show, they're listening to other people, and they go, yeah, I will get to it someday. And my goodness, when you find out that someday doesn't exist and all you have is this moment, this time, to have your dreams come true, to accomplish your goals, wow, that is quite a breakthrough indeed. My vision, above all else, is to make the world a better place. I want to bring to radio what Oprah brings and has continues to bring to television, and that is my goal. And along those lines, just listen up to what Beverly Nadler has to say about all of that.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! So, Mr. Rudy Rivak, I love having you on the show. You always are welcome on the show. Always a great message coming from a great leader with a great company, with great products and a great business opportunity. Your final words, sir.
Well, Joyce, thank you very much. And again, we love that's our mission at Symmetry, is to change people's lives for the better, and obviously that's your mission too, is helping people to change their lives, and that's a great thing to do. The more people you help succeed, the more you'll help yourself. So thanks for having me on the show, Joyce.
And thank you for being on, and I can't wait to have you back on again. Whatever the message is, it's always sure to be a grand slam. Thank you, Mr. Rudy Rivak. And
thank
folks,
you.
Be sure to tune into us 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, Wednesday, this Wednesday, September 21, with Brandon Langer, Senior Vice President of Symmetry, and we'll go into much more detail on the products, on the opportunity, and you want to listen on Wednesday, and you want to get involved with us right now. Peace out, everyone.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.